Thank you for listening to the Tatnus Podcast on the Tatnus Co. Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, a Mercedes kind of sentiment, luxury and trust in me to honor the free we all should be. It sees my sun's out burst into yin and yang, right and left me.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Tatnus Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about some shit that really is fucking personal. To me, and there's so many fucking moving parts to this shit that it's kind of pissing me the fuck off, to be honest with you. But it needs to be addressed, and we've talked about this before. Mental health is kind of a thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the main subject here we'll get to in a bit, but mental health just has everything to do with it. So, you know, from what I understand anyway, and I want to touch on some stuff that other people will not at this point in time.
Yeah.
Also, and I want to be clear before I fucking say anything that we're not speculating. This is from, you know, having a source and being close enough to the situation that I fucking know enough to be able to say that this may be the case at this time, but, you know, I don't want to say too much. So mental health, we've touched on this on the show before.
Yeah.
Mental health fucking does not mean that you have mental fucking illness necessarily. Right or wrong?
Right.
We have our off days. We have our fucking moments, right?
Absolutely.
Mental health is no different than physical health.
It's they're like, you need one to have the other to work together to create the whole being. So
you can have, what's up, by the way, Blue? No disrespect. I totally just kind of went guns blazing on this and didn't even say what's up to my goddamn friend. My bad. producers deserve better. This kind of fucking hit me in such a way that I just want to jump into it. And so mental health, we've touched on that before, is no different than physical health.
Mm-hmm.
You can catch a cold once in a while and feel like shit for a while. It doesn't mean that you have fucking like bipolar and all this other bullshit, man. And I'm tired of that fucking, you know, that stigma of people thinking that because a headline will say something about somebody's mental health. It's like, oh my God, I didn't know they suffer from anxiety or depression or whatever, whatever. That doesn't fucking mean that, dude. You know what I mean? Not necessarily. Maybe they do. And what's wrong with that?
It's none of our damn business.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Not at all.
It's nothing anyone can help. And it's a fucking shame that it's so prominent. But, you know, so I just had a shit day myself. I had an absolute fucking trash day for no goddamn good reason that I can come up with. You know, if I wanted to make excuses and fucking come up with a whole bunch of bullshit, I could go to the safe shit. I could go to the go-to, I lost my son. I lost fucking all sorts of shit, you know what I mean, in my life. You know, found my mom this year.
Yeah.
So that's different. That's pretty cool.
Absolutely.
There's one less thing to be all bummed out about. Sure, she's wonderful. It turns out she's actually a really fucking cool human being that just kind of got done dirty.
Yeah.
You know, and it is what it is. We're kind of past that. And I never held it against her, so it's all good. So that's one less thing to be bummed out about.
Yeah.
But I still have my moments. You know what I'm saying? I still have my days where nothing necessarily is wrong, but you just feel like shit.
Yeah.
You know? I just want to put this out there, man, for everybody. And this is not directed at anyone in particular. I just know myself. Like, if you want to be there for somebody that's like going through some mental health fucking shit, sometimes, dude, just listen. Don't try to, you know, analyze it to death, or try to solve it or whatever. Just be there. Just listen. Because if someone starts, you know, I think the biggest mistake is like being empathetic to a fault. Mm-hmm. Because if you start being too empathetic, it starts to seem like you're trying to make it about you. And when it starts to feel like it's about you and not about what they're going through at the moment, then they feel like, you know, their fucking bad day is now your red flags.
Yep, and everybody knows about your damn business.
Well, not necessarily even that. It's just like you really love these people, you care about these people and whatever. You don't want to feel like because you're having an off day and you're being upfront about it that now they view it as a red flag and now maybe you're someone to avoid or fucking pull back from or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like the whole, well, I knew somebody that did this shit and whatever, or had these experiences. So now you are.
You fit the mold of that.
Yeah. So now whatever fucking shit experience I have with them, now I know to expect that from you, which is not fair.
It's not, you know, we should never paint everyone with the same brush. Like everyone's different. Even if say you share something similar to another person, maybe you had a negative experience with, never paint someone with the same paintbrush.
But to be fair, I also, the second I feel like someone's doing that, I withdraw completely because I don't even want to fucking have anything to do with that conversation because I know myself. If I'm in the moment and I'm in the middle of that shit situation where I feel like garbage, I might not be as selective about how I fucking word things. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say something that comes out the wrong way because I'm just in a mental place where I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. Or I'm not thinking about that. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I don't want to say something wrong that I don't mean or that comes across a way I don't want it to.
No, of course not.
So I just withdraw myself when someone is probably honestly just trying to empathize and trying to be there for you and whatever, but it comes out a certain way and then I just withdraw because I'd rather just not say something fucking stupid and know that I don't mean it and whatever. But you know what I mean? So yeah. So maybe that's something on my end. I need to communicate a little better. I had actually just seen something today too, of all days, that a fan posted that I copied. Like yeah. I shared the fuck out of it. Just because it resonated with me, but I had commented like with a caption about it. About it being a two-way street just because that wasn't like a passive aggressive dig at anybody you know, based on any situation or anything, honestly. It's just I'm so tired of this fucking, you know, treat her like a fucking princess
and or a queen,
yeah, all this bullshit. Ugh. And it's like, really?
But then it's like in the same breath you'd be like, but you could treat the other like him as a piece of garbage basically.
Well, my whole thing is like, why is it always gender based? Why not just fucking treat people like they count too? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Treat every human being the way you fucking would like to be treated and it might go a long way. I don't know why it's like we argue and complain about what feels like a war on genders and shit. And then we like perpetuated ourselves with like genderizing everything. Mm-hmm. You know, when common courtesy and human decency and respect for a fellow human being starts to get labeled with being gender specific, I think that's our problem. Mm-hmm. We're doing that ourselves.
Would you say enabling it?
We're doing it to ourselves, honestly. We're taking that upon ourselves to you know, mm-hmm. kind of make our own problems, I guess.
Yeah.
So I own my shit. I'm not a passive aggressive person in any stretch of the imagination.
Oh yeah, you'll
you know,
I could say from experience, if you're wrong on anything, you will just own it and be like, hey, I fucked up.
But also, if something's bothering me,
you speak your mind, and that's important. So just, you know, one thing I hate is when, and sometimes I think maybe I'm guilty, is to be like, it's fine, and you don't want to talk about it. You're just like, you know, try and shove it under the rug.
I'm not passive aggressive. The aggressive part might be accurate, but the passive part does not work here today or any other motherfucking day. So, you know, I don't want to ever come across that way. And I never want to make people feel like all they did was try to be there for me and it was taken the wrong way and I addressed it different or whatever. So anyone that may feel that way, if I just, I don't want to engage in that conversation because I feel like somebody just kind of started it a certain way that I'm just not gonna, I'm not gonna thrive in that situation. No. I'm probably gonna say some shit that I don't fucking want to come out the way it does. So I just, you know, remove myself from that fucking situation just because it's probably the best thing to
that,
do.
That I would have to agree. That's usually the go-to.
Yeah, reapproach it with a different outlook and, you know, so, and I mean, here I am doing it publicly to just kind of say, hey, anybody that tried to reach out to me today and I just kind of shut that down, it's because it was addressed a certain way that there's no way you can know, but I just took it how I took it and I didn't want no more part of it.
No.
Just because I know me. And if I'm not going to fucking react well, I don't want to make my shit day an argument, and I damn sure don't want to feel like my shit day cannot just be my shit day. Now it feels like it's about someone else. Mm-hmm. It's their fucking day now to make it about how they're feeling about whatever. Like, look, man, we all got our traumas.
We do.
Today just happened to be my flare up. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to fucking talk about it if I feel like somebody's feeling like it's about them in any way.
Yeah,
it's like, okay, I don't feel like my shit day is valid now. You know, I'm not allowed to have a fucking just terrible day. Now it has to be about other people. You know what I'm saying? There's no benefit. That's nothing's gonna make me come out the other side of that feeling better.
No.
So I just fucking deal with it on my own at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And
that's not knocking anybody. It's just that's how I feel about it. So then I fuck off and I do my own thing and I get myself through it. You know, I haven't sucked the fucking bullet out of a fucking barrel of a gun yet. So I guess I...
Well, that's a good thing.
You know, I mean, I guess what I do works. You know, I know, I know enough. So what this has to do with the main subject is fucking Bray Wyatt has been released from WWE.
Oh, that was hard. I know I was at work today and then I saw I was just scrolling through Facebook and I saw this and I sent it to you and I'm like, is this a joke?
Yeah. That brings up another subject. We're friends. Yeah.
Yes, we are.
So what the fuck did I ever do to you?
Nothing.
That, like, do you just fucking hate me?
No.
Why the fuck were you the one to send me that bad news today?
Because I know. It's just I thought you would appreciate hearing it from me.
God damn it.
I know I was the bearer of bad news. Sorry, folks. But I was just scrolling through and I thought someone was trolling. And I'm like, this has got to be a joke.
No, I confirmed. I looked it up. And I know sources that I could have asked. But I'm sure they're getting that enough. So I was like, fuck it, a little Google search. We'll fix that right quick. And sure enough. But here's the reason why that ties in to what I've been talking about is that since his friend passed, John, who was also in the industry, Brody Lee, Luke Harper, whatever you know him as, it really hurt him, man. It really fucked him up mentally. And he didn't recover, really.
No,
So the speculation thus far is that there is a chance that he actually requested the release just to take an extended leave of absence to get his mind right. And if that's the case, then
man, power to you. Like, you got to take care of yourself at the end.
Oh, absolutely. But I mean,
but it's just hard because, like, you know, Mania was in April and he had a big match and then he was gone. But there's a lot going on in his life. And
well, all of that went according to plan, even though everyone was like, what the fuck were you doing, guys? Mm-hmm. You know, all of it was according to plan. So I think that his hiatus was planned for time.
Yeah.
Basically since John's death. Rest in peace, John. But I think there might be a possibility that he requested, and if he did request his release and they granted it, then it, in spite of him being like their biggest fucking draw at this point, biggest money maker,
yeah,
then I have to give them credit instead of all the hate that they're getting. Mm-hmm. But you have to understand my previous statements of look who they brought back.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go and get rid of like their top money draw.
I mean, the only thing I understand there is like you're trying to save money, but you're losing money by cutting your top money draw. So it's like, what are you doing?
I can only hope, and I won't know until later down the road, but I can only hope that they were doing it for his benefit because he requested it and they decided to accommodate him.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause they don't do that for a lot of people.
No.
But they have been making a lot of piss poor fucking decisions lately.
And I guess loopholes and exemptions are part of the deal too.
I don't know about any loopholes or exemptions in this scenario. I think it's just the guy's been there 12 years and very well liked in the locker room. Mm-hmm. And amongst everyone. And just, you know.
Yeah. Who knows?
But I think that, you know, the story I keep hearing is that it might have been a mental health scenario that they were doing him a solid and giving him what he asked for. And if that's the case, then fine. Yeah. It still sucks. Mm-hmm. as a fucking fan to not even anticipate seeing him anymore, because that fucking creative that he came up with is so brilliant,
and it's one of a kind, I'd say.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know,
and it always, the character always seemed to get better each time he came on. It's like, oh, this is even better than last week.
Yeah, it had depth, it had layers to it. And now, because that's probably, even though he created it, it's probably their intellectual property,
probably
now
trademarked,
you know, so he won't get to carry it on anywhere else, which is a fucking shame. But again, if this was his request, then good on them. Kudos to them.
Yeah, listening.
For, you know, looking out for him first. If it was just them trying to save money or whatever, then you're a fucking idiot. But I just want to put this out there. Leave Lexi alone. Lexi Kaufman does not fucking deserve the hate.
Yeah, it's like, what the hell? Getting,
that's unfair.
And it's like, you know, leave her alone. It's like, I feel like a lot of people bully the poor woman. Like, you know, it's not like she's like, oh, I took Bray's gimmick and now it's mine. It's like, no, they incorporated her.
You're doing what your company had asked you to do.
Exactly. They asked you to perform a job and she is.
And you're doing it well.
Oh, heck yeah.
Like, that's your job. Mm-hmm. To do it to the best of your ability. Yes, he came up with it. Yes, he brought you into it. But at the end of the day, the company wanted you to run with it.
Mm-hmm.
You had no idea that he was going to be terminated or released or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Yeah.
Independent contractor. So released. I get it. I don't like seeing these fanboys that think they're journalists.
Oh, God.
On Twitter, picking on her like she stole his fucking idea.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So stupid. Get a clue. Leave her alone. She doesn't deserve that hate.
I just feel a lot of people target her, which is so unfair.
And don't come at me with that white knight bullshit, tired fucking cliche.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, man. I'm in an industry where there's too many of you motherfuckers that think because you are a fan of something that you're an expert on it. So you think that you have a right to, you know, not just have an opinion anymore,
but to make a decision.
You want to state shit like it's gospel. I don't like that bullshit.
No, me neither.
It's kind of like my show. I've never had any hate mail. I've never had any problem, but I have had to delete comments.
Were they spam or just?
No. Well, yeah, sometimes. Yeah, sometimes it's like, you know, bot bullshit, porn, fucking.
Oh, God, that's the worst. Like, but play this and you'll last all night. And, you know, this woman is in your area. It's like, yeah, right.
Here's the thing, dude. I want to make this clear to all listeners. I value your opinions, all my fans, all my fucking listeners. I value your opinions. And if you felt like, you know, there's something that could be improved on with the show or whatever the fuck, that's great. I'm happy to hear it. I will not delete somebody's comments if I don't feel they're flattering or whatever. I don't give a fuck about all that.
No.
I really could truly give a fuck less. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Constructive criticism is great, and people will always have opinions.
Mm-hmm.
The only time I'll delete fucking comments is if, A, I know who the fuck it's coming from, and it's someone I won't represent their clients anymore. No. So they want to create fake profiles just to fucking say, like, some stupid fucking bullshit.
And give them.
I'm not giving them the time of day.
No.
Or if you disrespect my guests. I can respect the fact if you're not a fan of a particular guest or whatever, but if you're going to say like racial or like fucking homophobic, you know, shit about them based on their appearance or just the fact that you don't like them or whatever. Here's the thing, dude. I will delete that. I will have my people delete that just because I have no fucking room or tolerance on my shit for some fucking goof edgelord that thinks that he's fucking slick sitting behind a keyboard thinking I'm gonna troll today and I'm gonna say something to sound like I'm an edgy bastard.
And
go fuck yourself, you know what I'm saying? You yeah. fuck face motherfucker. If that's how you get off fucking being in like your 40s and thinking that, you know, you're slick and cute fucking slandering a guest just because you don't like their work or something, so you're gonna call them every fucking homophobic thing in the book, you know, or say something slanderous because you got nothing better to do.
Yeah, that's.
Do you have any idea how much shit is on the internet that I see that I don't fucking like, and I just move the fuck on with my life? I don't fucking take the time out of my day to sit there and type a bunch of fucking homophobic shit.
No.
Why do people care so fucking much? Like, I love me some women, dude, but I could give a fuck less who doesn't feel the same as me. You who know, the fuck is none of my...
It's none of our damn business.
None of my concern.
I'm saying if it makes a person happy, cool.
It doesn't affect me in any goddamn way, shape, or form. Mm. So I don't feel passionate enough about it to have a problem with it, to fucking type some bullshit about someone who fucking doesn't even fit that category just because I think it's edgy to fucking call somebody this, that, and the third, or say they do this and that. Don't disrespect my guests like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to fucking say I don't like their work or whatever,
that's fine. You're entitled to that.
I'll fucking leave it out there because that's your opinion and that's totally cool. You can't you can't like everything.
Exactly.
But to fucking just trash someone for no fucking reason, with no context, no, they did me dirty at a fucking Comic-Con or a fucking Horror-Con or whatever the fuck. Understand this too, man. Half the time, these motherfuckers, more than half the time, these cats are my friends. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I know them personally. Can you say the same? You saw a movie you didn't like that they were in, so you want to fucking start calling them this, that, and the third? Fuck you.
Like they're gonna care.
You know what I'm saying? You're not my fan either. My fans don't act like that. My fans don't behave that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's just some fuck face that came across a fucking YouTube video and wanted to talk a little shit because he thinks he's fucking edgy. I can't stand people like that.
I can't either.
That is fucking mental illness. If you think you're a fucking gangster because you want to talk shit. You know.
And then in the same breath, turn around and be a total, complete pansy.
Why is it always some pussy with no fucking profile picture and a fake name, too?
Because they feel brave being protected by their precious keyboards and their monitor.
Yeah, there's one guest in particular that gets it the worst, and I don't know why. He's a good dude, but mm-hmm. I'm not going to name him because I don't want to fucking, you know, fuck up his image or whatever, put him down in any way by having people be like, I knew it. You know, I like him. I think he's a good dude. I don't know why the hate, but fuck it, you know. Shout out, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
To my boys. Yee. I love these cats, these British motherfuckers that I love so much. They're brothers to me, honestly. Stevens and fucking Westwood from the Chronicles of podcast, who have just now
launched their own independent YouTube channel and a trailer. Check out the trailer.
Yeah, they basically slightly changed the name of the show because they have moved on their own and left a position, they'll say, that was not beneficial to them. And I'm proud of them for doing that. I think that they are fucking super pro, super talented. These guys, you know, if you're not familiar with them, I was a guest on their show. So,
And they did their research, which is very impressive.
Oh, dude, did they ever do their research? But on top of that, they were like super pro, entertaining. They didn't ask the same old, same old. You know, they were really great. I was floored to the point where on social media, I actually praised them for that show because I had such a good time. It's one of those times where you're having so much fun that it bums you out when they're like, oh, we got to wrap this up.
Yeah, because you've been talking for hours and you don't
It wasn't hours. That they're more strict than I am. Like, they stick to a fucking guideline. Whereas if I'm really enjoying the show, my guest fucking has all the time in the world. Like, we're going to continue. You know, where they keep everything pretty uniform and consistent, where I need to work on consistency, but I'm also doing movies and fucking working on a video game and fucking
your plate full.
Yeah, all this other shit. And I have a business to run and things of that nature. So there's always a lot to do. So being extremely consistent with the show is like, that's why some days you get like four shows in a week, just because I feel bad that, you know,
instead of like, oh, I'll release one now and then this one a bit later and that.
Yeah. So I'll give everybody something to hold on to and I'll be like, here, fucking have a bunch. So it keeps you busy. I try, you know, but they had me on their show. They were super pro. I had such a great time. They were very well educated. Anything they weren't sure of, even if they read it, they want to make sure that it was fact. They would ask me, is this true? And I'm like, yeah. And then they're really flattering, you know, very kind. And they're just super pro.
Absolutely.
So I gifted them, I guess, Mick Strawn.
Oh, yes. Love Mick. Brother from another mother, right? I
love Mick. And he was nothing but good to them and vice versa. They were nothing but good to him. He's now doing promos for them because fucking why not, right? I've done some myself, so they are dope as fuck. Here's another thing I want to get into with this whole mental health thing is being a cunt. Mental health is not a crutch to be a piece of shit,
and too many people do that
and fucking use it as an excuse to be a piece of shit. So let's say, for the sake of argument, okay, I see a fucking social media post about a situation. And when I hear about the situation, I have no context. I have no fucking anything. And yet, fucking, I just know what caused the whole scenario. And then I talk to anyone involved in the scenario and they tell me every fucking single thing that I said was absolutely 120% accurate. How is it that as an outsider, from an outsider's perspective, I can nail all of that, but the person responsible doesn't see none of it?
I just think people just don't want to take accountability for their own actions anymore.
Narcissism?
Yes, absolutely. And then if the kid's like, oh, I don't want to look like a total dick in front of my son or daughter or whatever, it's stupid.
I mean, if you're looking like a dick, you look like a dick. That's not even meant to be funny. I mean, if you're going to act like a fucking dickweed, you're going to look like one. If you're going to act like a fucking narcissist, you're going to look like a fucking narcissist.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to pass that along to the children because that's their norm. They think that it's okay to be an egotistical dick and treat people like shit. Act like you got mad ego all day, every day, and then have your meltdowns publicly fucking every once in a while because you're not getting the attention you feel you deserve. So then people feel sorry for you, tell you how great they think you are, which they don't, but they're saying that because you're in the middle of a meltdown and they don't want you to kill yourself.
Yeah.
So then they blow smoke up your ass, that boosts your fucking ego, and you're back to fucking Captain Ego for, you know, 6 weeks until your next fucking public meltdown.
And it's a cycle. It keeps going.
Yeah.
It's like,
you know,
it's sad. It's like,
let's stop. Yeah. Let's stop using fucking mental illness as an excuse to be a cunt. How about that?
Exactly. I think you hit the nail on the head.
That's all I wanted to address on that.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, Joey Jordison.
Oh. And can we throw Dusty Hill in there too?
Yes, but Joey is what hits home for me.
Yeah.
I don't want to say too much right now. And I'm not going to say this because out of respect for the family.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's a lot more than what people know right now.
Mm.
Let's just say that. I think it's a situation that I wish it wasn't what I think it is, but being so close to it and knowing, you know, who I know, knowing Joey and it's hard. Let's just say that. I think there's more to it than what people may think right now. And that's all I'm going to say for now, just out of respect for the family and friends
and for Joey himself.
It's just sad. It really is. And I hope that, that I'm wrong in this case. I hope it's a misunderstanding, but anybody that's dealing with shit, you're not alone. I've made this clear before. You could even contact me, and I'd rather talk to you and not know you than fucking read about you somewhere.
And who was this person and why?
Yeah, you know? So, you know, no one's ever alone, even when it feels that way.
Yeah.
Even when it feels pretty dark. I know what that feels like all too well. So, but I also know what it feels like to, you know, come through the other side of it. So I'm not implying anything either by this. It's just, there's always, a time and a place to address certain things and to decide if you're going to address certain things, and accidents happen, and sometimes it's a fine line. I'll just say that. Rest in peace, my friend. You will be missed. You're a fucking legend.
Absolutely.
A wonderful human being. Legend of a human being. Legend of a fucking musician. Hell of a drummer, man. Hell of a fucking stand-up human being. Metallica, you know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You owe him.
Absolutely.
He fucking saved their asses.
Ugh.
They should have been more professional. But
that was a hot mess.
You will be missed.
Rest deeply. In peace.
And thank you for everything. Lastly, on a lighter note, if you didn't catch the promo ad this Friday against my better judgment. Once again, I'll be doing an Ask Me Anything. So get your questions in, man. If you have anything you want to know.
And it's itching away at you.
Either go to the email address, tatniss@tatnissco.com. Go to @tatniss on Instagram or the Tatniss Podcast on Censored Facebook page and inbox your questions there. And it doesn't even have to just be one, man. If you
multiple questions are welcome.
Absolutely. If you got multiple, same rules apply as last time. If we get duplicate fucking questions, we're going to just, it's going to be the same question asked by one person. So that way we're not sitting on the air like, oh, we already got that one, that one. Oh shit. Here's another fucking duplicate, whatever, whatever. We want to fit in as many questions in the show as we can in the hour or hour and a half. Cause last time I went hour and a half and still I didn't even make it through half of the questions, but we eliminated all the duplicates. We eliminated, you know, everything we could to get to as many questions as possible. And I even tried to not explain too much with every question just to get as many questions answered as possible. But I also don't want the answers to suck. So this time around, we're going to do even better. So fucking get your questions in.
And then look forward to the show airing.
It's going to be dope. It's going to be fun. Don't make me regret it. I love all y'all, man. I appreciate everything. Thank you guys so much that have been checking out my IMDb fucking work and my profile to see what work I've been doing, because as also announced, what an honor and what a trip. One of my all-time fucking biggest heroes in everything that I've done, CT fucking Fletcher.
Oh, yes.
Somehow, some way, I surpassed his rating on IMDb, his star meter, and mine. I fucking actually have a better star meter for the moment than him by like 24,000 points, man. I never would have thought in a million years I'd be in the same conversation as CT. I never thought in a million years I would be in his ranks. So thank you guys so much for making that a possibility, making that happen. And Mick Strawn, my boy, you may have done Nightmare on Elm Street 3 and 4 and Blade and Mortal Kombat and all that other cool shit. But I'm only like less than 30,000 away from you, you fuck. So I'm coming for you, bro. That would be like such a trip to fucking reach his levels. And, that'd be super cool too. But like I said, art's not a competition. None of it's a competition.
No.
It's just really cool to be in the same ranks as these people. So thank you guys so fucking much. I appreciate y'all for making that happen, for constantly checking out my work. Monday, I have fucking Lydia Manson on, who's an actress. You may know her work. She is currently working on something in the near future with somebody very, very, very cool. I can't say who until I know for sure.
Until it's confirmed.
Well, no, it's confirmed. I just don't know if there's any NDAs.
Yeah, so
What I will say is that it's someone from the Nightmare on Elm Street franchise. That's all I can say. And no one can sue me for saying that. And it doesn't fuck her up. But very cool. So I look forward to talking to her. She's wonderful, beautiful, fucking talented.
Absolutely
actress.
Interesting guest.
She will be a super pleasure. Dope. Yeah, absolutely super dope. So thank you guys so fucking much for checking out my IMDb and seeing what I'm working on and shit. And I appreciate y'all. So I will catch your asses later.
Yep, we'll see you next time.